You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me is Irene Morris with the Alaska Wildlife Alliance and Riley Woodford, featured speaker for tonight's Wildlife Wednesday presentation. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Irene, let's start with you. Would you tell us just briefly, what is the Alaska Wildlife Alliance? Who are you and what do you do?
Okay, the Alaska Wildlife Alliance is a local nonprofit organization, and what I like to think of is we are wildlife advocates. We stand up for Alaska wildlife. We're actually the only Alaska-based wildlife support organization. It was started in Anchorage quite a few years ago, and we started a Southeast chapter maybe about 8 or 9 years ago. So our big thing is Wildlife Wednesdays, and that's what people know us for. So we do a lot of education by that. We also represent wildlife if there are bills in legislature, if someone had been caught by the troopers or wildlife troopers and they're going to court, we go to court just to support the troopers who work hard to keep the wildlife safe. So basically, like I said, we're advocates for wildlife. Anything that comes up, we try to spread the word about different issues that are coming up. And so,
yeah. Big jobs. And would you say a little bit more about Wildlife Wednesday, this speaker series?
Okay. We do this in the winter. So it's a lot. It's for locals, not the tourists that come. And so we do it from October to March, the first Wednesday of each month. We bring in different speakers that bring interesting subjects, especially tonight. It's going to be real fascinating. And to educate the public, we hand out information about what's going on locally about the wildlife. And so it's totally funded by a garage sale that we will be having this Saturday and the following Saturday. So I'd like to mention that.
Sure.
Yeah. The garage sale will be at 9690 Moraine Way, which is just off Montana Creek Road, from 7 to noon each day. And we have a lot of stuff. We kind of hit all the moving sales as leftovers are there. So we'll have lots and lots of stuff. And that is how we fund if we have to bring speakers in from out of town, which we do often. So everyone's welcome. We have refreshments also, brownies and healthy snacks now, too. So and everyone's welcome to come. It's really wonderful. Tonight's going to be great.
Yeah, let's talk about tonight. The title of the talk is, quote unquote, "Can I Keep the Skull I Found? Picking Up Bones, Antlers, Feathers, and Animal Parts." And Riley Woodford is the featured speaker. Hi, Riley.
Hi.
So this talk sounds really interesting to me. To anyone who's been walking around, saw something cool, and wondered if it was okay to take it, to pick it up. So you're going to answer some of those questions. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to, how this talk came to be.
I work for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Division of Wildlife Conservation, and I publish the department's monthly magazine, Alaska Fish and Wildlife News. And 2 years ago, in October of 2017, I wrote an article with the same title, and it was in response to a lot of questions that I get from the public. People call up, and it's a huge range of stuff. You know, it might be I found a dead humpback whale on the beach, and I want to know if I can keep a piece of vertebrae or a rib, or I found a shed antler, or my uncle died, and I inherited a doll sheep-mounted head, and I want to sell it. Is that legal? Or I want to drive to Montana? Can I go through Canada with it? And I get a lot of questions about possession of animal parts. And so about that same time, the Alaska Sea Grant organization published a two-page kind of overview of beachcombing. Can I keep this animal part? I found beachcombing. And so they were covering just marine mammals because they're Sea Grant. But I thought, this is perfect. You know, here's somebody, Sea Grant has put together a summary of what encompasses about 75% of the questions that I get. And so I just elaborated on that and wrote this article. And it, you know, got good response and seemed to encompass most of the issues about keeping things. And I think the Wildlife Alliance read that and said, hey, this would translate well into a public presentation. And so I'm going to have pictures and slides and things like that and cover a little bit more of the details. I want to talk a little bit about finding dead animals and, you know, coming across an animal that's been killed by predators, or what if a hunter, you know, you have friends with a hunter and you want to take the skull of a bear they shot, how would you do that? You know, all the things that might be around animal parts. And it's, you know, whales die in Southeast Alaska every year and wash up. And so, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and I certainny have pictures of whale carcasses and necropsies and things like that. So it's going to be a little broader than just the law and what's legal.
Very interesting. I don't often come across dead whales, but I do come across a lot of feathers.
Yes.
And I was reading your article, the one that you mentioned, that kind of leads into this talk. Can you give us any information or just the broad strokes? I don't want any spoilers for your talk tonight, but what's up with feathers?
Feathers are pretty interesting, and they're pretty well misunderstood as well. Everyone knows that you can't keep eagle feathers, right? Native American people can keep eagle feathers. They can keep feathers that non-native people can't keep. So that's an exception. But we can't keep songbird feathers. Songbirds are protected. And we can't keep hawk, owl, you know, raptors. We can't keep bird eggs or bird nests, if you find them. Mm-hmm. So songbirds and birds like that are protected. And you would think it would be harmless. I mean, I found a Stellar Jay feather that...
They're pretty.
They're very pretty. And you think, well, this is no big deal. But, you know, technically, they are protected birds. And that's a result of the, you know, the millinery trade that happened in the 1800s, where they were completely wiping out trumpeter swans and snowy egrets and all kinds of birds. I mean, they were going to be extinct. And so Congress passed one of the very first conservation acts in like 1816 or 1916 to protect these birds. And so there's good reason why these birds are protected, even though we know robins and stellar jays are common. And but there is also a black market for feathers. And a guy in Juneau was arrested a few years ago for shooting stellar jays and selling their feathers on the black market.
I see.
So there's a reason to protect them. But that said, any bird that you can legally hunt, whether it's, you know, a waterfowl or an upland game bird, you can keep those feathers. And any bird that's also legal to keep as a pet, those feathers are all legal to keep. And feathers that are typically used for fly tying, which are usually waterfowl or chickens, you know, like the hackles and things from chickens, those are all legal. So there's a huge number of feathers that are legal to have. And it's certainly not a red flag when somebody has feathers. But there are specific rules about the kinds of birds that are protected.
There is one that you didn't mention, and that's the raven. I see raven feathers all the time. So ravens, are those okay to keep?
No.
Not okay.
Ravens are songbirds.
Ravens are the largest songbird.
Yeah. Is it really?
They're totally protected.
That's very interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. Now, that said, there's not going to be a lot of red flags unless you're selling these things. Right.
Right, right. But it's good to know the rules are, absolutely, and why they're in place. And I didn't really put it together until you mentioned somebody killing birds to sell their feathers, why songbirds would be in a protected category. That's super interesting. What are some other common questions that you get about found animal parts and objects like that?
Well, people are very curious about walrus ivory and baleen, which we don't have here, but people get them as either as you know, crafted items, scrimshod or handicrafts or pieces of art. So that's kind of in a different category. But I will talk about ivory and baleen and things like that. People are curious about marine mammal parts because I think people know that they're protected or that they're endangered or that they're that there's going to be rules about that. I think most people understand that if they find a shed antler on the ground, they can pick it up. And that's true. You can pick up a shed antler and keep it. But people still call and ask about that or finding a skull, if they can keep a skull they found. And it, you know, there are some funny situations. So sometimes things are more complicated than I just found a dead mountain goat on Basin Road that got killed in an avalanche. And I'll talk a little bit about those things. But yeah, it's the full range of questions. I mean, people wonder about being given things, being sold things. about animals that don't live in Southeast, but that do live in Alaska.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be fascinating. Okay. I imagine you'll field a bunch of questions. I could ask you questions all day, but the only other one I wanted to ask you is, how are you going to break down your talk tonight? Is it organized through like the types of materials or by animal, or how did you put it together?
Well, I'm going to start out, and I want to talk a little bit about picking up skulls and finding skulls and animal parts and things like that. I started out as a biologist and worked as a biologist for many years before I started writing about biology. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then I'll get into the specifics of things, starting out with who manages. I mean, all animals are managed by somebody, whether it's a federal agency or the state agency, and that determines whose rules they are. So I want people to understand that. And then I'll just talk about, you know, specific groups of animals like Alaska game animals and porcupines and the things that we have around us here in Juneau, and then marine mammals and then birds, things like that.
Porcupine quills, that's another one.
Yeah, quills, feathers, fur. That's all. I'll talk about all of that stuff.
Okay, great. Well, I won't ask you anything more yet. I'll leave you some stuff to talk about tonight. And the talk is tonight, Wednesday, tonight, October 2nd, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Egan Lecture Hall out at UAS. More information found at akwildlife.org. Riley Woodford is the speaker. Irene Morris is the representative for Alaska Wildlife Alliance, the organization that puts on these Wildlife Wednesday presentations. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you,
Thank you for having us here.